Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Daryl Ryder is our Browns beat reporter, and he's brought to us by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. He's out in Berea right now as Kevin Stefanski getting ready to speak at 1 o'clock. Hello, Daryl.
What's happening, guys?
What's up, buddy?
I'm assuming, and you tell me if it's a good assumption, that Miles is not out there, at least as far as you can tell
right
now?
Don't know yet. Can't say. Haven't seen him yet, so don't want to say either way. Well, okay. Practice isn't until 1:30, so shortly after we are done observing our 15, 20 minutes, we'll update accordingly.
We'll find out. Kevin Stefanski, I'm sure we'll have some kind of an update. You'll hear it right here at 1 o'clock. If he can't go on Sunday, Daryl, and Jadeveon Clowney coming back from an ankle, heaven forbid, he can't go as well.
Yep.
And you're the Browns defensive coordinator, Joe Woods. You're going to do what?
You're Alex Wright, Isaiah Thomas, Isaac Rochelle. Two of those three guys would be in the starting lineup. I would assume that they would do a rotational thing there and rotate those guys. That's obviously part one of that. Visited with Alex Wright in the locker room this morning, and he's ready to go if, in fact, he does get called upon to have to step in there. But that's obviously option one. There's a chance they make a couple of more roster moves this week. Remember, they signed Curtis Weaver. He's a defensive end. Name might sound familiar because he's been here before. He was signed to the practice squad yesterday, along with linebacker Jermaine Carter. They added him, and he has experience with the Carolina Panthers last year. So two areas where they're a little shorthanded, added a couple of guys to the practice squad, and those are always, so there are some options. And again, you know, depending how things go the rest of the week, maybe Andrew Berry makes an additional move or two as well.
Do you see that being the case, that outside help finds its way into this defense? Because the front four is really banged up, and then toss in the linebacker issues that are there as well.
Yeah.
I know this team has been really concerned about rolling over cap space into next year, but this year starting to get a little hairy that they may want to look outside the building.
Yeah, but they're not going to go out and spend $10 million to bring in a player. That's asinine. That just isn't going to happen. So it's not about cap space. It's about practicality.
I mean, I could see that being the case, D, but it's one of those where, like, you know, and maybe this is just because it's the shiny toy that's out there, but Ndamukong Suh is still hanging out without a gig. Like, that makes a lot of sense for a team that sorely needs defensive tackle help.
Well, there's 31 other teams that haven't signed Ndamukong Suh, too.
Darn good point.
Just pointing that out.
Oh, it's a really good point.
I mean, it's easy to say, hey, go out and get this guy. Well, I mean, there are 31 other teams that haven't exactly, you know, rushed out to sign him. And that's not a dig at Ndamukong Suh. That's just, I mean, that's a reality.
And that happens every year. Guys come in and they get signed late,
yep,
and they come in. So somebody will probably, if he wants to play, I wouldn't be surprised if he ends up on a roster. Let's get back to the main point here, though. I would think the Browns need some help. Do you think the help is on this roster or on this practice squad, or are they just going to not be as good as they could be? And you won't be if you don't have those guys anyway. But are you just going to roll the dice and go for it, or are you going to try and do something?
I mean, that's what the practice squad is there for, Jeff. I mean, they have a 16-player limit. I mean,
I get that, Daryl, but my point is this. you're pretty dang good. Do you need to go do something to try and stay as pretty dang good as you can? Or are you just going to roll with the guy that you cut at the end of training camp because he wasn't good enough to even be on your practice squad, Curtis Weaver?
Well, I mean, I don't know that that's a fair characterization. There's only so many spots. So.
But he wasn't good enough to be on it, so there.
Well, I mean, but this is it's how the NFL works. Like, I'm sure Andrew Berry said, hey, you know, good luck to you. If you're able to find something, great. If not, have your phone standing by because of an opportunity presents itself, we won't hesitate to pick up the phone and give you a call. So, I mean, you've watched Hard Knocks. You see how those cuts go. I mean, that's said to players all the time. Look, I understand what you're saying. He wasn't good enough to make the roster, so why would you bring him? Well, you bring him back because he knows your system.
Well, exactly. I understand why they brought him back. I'm just saying, is that enough for you if you're trying to get into the playoffs? That's my only point.
My point is what's out there?
Go make a trade. I mean, the trade deadline's not here yet. I'm just asking your opinion. Should they do something more, or are they okay? You're missing the point, Daryl.
I'm sorry. It's been a week.
I don't like it when Uncle Jeff and Uncle Daryl fight.
Well, Daryl's missing the point of what I'm saying. Curtis Weaver was the obvious move to make. We pointed that out yesterday. Yeah. I'm just wondering if that's good enough, or you could see them going out and making a move, like a trade.
I think because the trade deadline's about a month away here, you see if it's good enough. You give it an opportunity to see if it's good enough. And then if it's not good enough, you revisit it and maybe you make a trade. How's that?
Well, there's a real answer, Daryl. Thank you.
Does that work for you?
That's an answer. Thank you.
Right.
Can I come out of my room now?
Now, go.
No, please stay in your room. And please let me go back inside where it's not raining.
You can crawl out from under the bed, though, Dan.
I lost my hallway spot. It's authorized personnel only. Yeah.
Don't they know you're Daryl Ryder?
Thanks.
Let's just put it this way. This building is more heavily protected than federal government buildings, okay? That's all I'm going to say. It is the most secure building in the United States of America. It really is.
Good to know.
They don't know you're Daryl Ryder?
Yeah, they need to know this.
They don't give a you-know-what either.
All right, let's flip to the offensive side of the ball. What do you expect out of an offensive game plan against the Falcons this week?
Well, Atlanta gives up a lot of points. Conversely, Atlanta scores a lot of points, too. So I kind of feel like this could be a defense's optional type of afternoon. And they're probably going to play indoors if the roof is closed. And the forecast being what it is, the roof will probably be closed. So, I think the formula they've really established, right? I mean, they've got more rushing yards than passing yards. It helps to have Kareem Hunt, Nick Chubb. I kind of feel like Jacoby Brissett, because I asked Jacoby Brissett this in the locker room, did they find something the last 2 weeks with the offense? And he didn't want to go far. He just says, hey, we're figuring out what we're doing. We're building something. We're feeling things out here. A little bit. I personally feel like they found a little something. They found a rhythm. They found some things that work. They've got Amari Cooper going. They've got David Njoku going. And then obviously Chubb and Hunt have been going since week one. So I kind of feel like that you kind of stick to that. It's working. High percentage passes. Brissett's putting the ball where it needs to be. He's not making critical mistakes. We've talked about that since the Deshaun Watson suspension came down, and the team firmly said, hey, Jacoby Brissett is in fact going to be our guy for those 11 games. So I think you stick with what's been working these last 2 weeks, to be honest with you.
How much credit should Kevin Stefanski be receiving here for calling a great game, devising a pretty good scheme, and putting Jacoby and the rest of the offense in a position to succeed, Daryl? I think he's been masterful.
I think he's a really good football coach. You aren't going to win them all. It was funny. John Johnson kind of made a little bit of a joke when he was asked about adjusting and changing. He said, well, since I've gotten here, that's all we've done is having to deal with change and adjust and be on the fly and all that. So, I think Kevin Stefanski has done a tremendous job all 3 years, even last year. Look, that season, having covered many a Titanic over the years involving the Cleveland Browns, like that season last year had a real opportunity just to completely come unhinged, right? And they finished 8-9, and nobody's happy that they finished 8-9. But my point is, it could have been so much worse last year. And I think Kevin Stefanski kept it together for the most part. I think he's a really good coach. I don't think that he gets the credit he deserves. I think it's easy to criticize after losses. But I think he's done a really, really good job. I mean, he has had nothing but obstacle after obstacle thrown in his way. And I get it. It's his job. It's part of being in the National Football League, dealing with adversity and all of those things. But I just think he handles it so well, and he doesn't get rattled. And I think the epitome of that, if he was mic'd up at the end of that Jets game, and the clip that was published on social media, if you go back and you listen, and just how calm he is. Like, it's completely coming off the rails at the end of that game, right? And every clip, his reaction, just very calm. Okay, no problem. Let's go this day. All right, what? That didn't work. All right, now let's go play defense. Like, just very calm, cool, collected. That's just his personality. And I think it's a big reason why they're able to deal with all of these issues that they've had to deal with the last 3 years with him.
Daryl, we'll listen for you during Kevin Stefanski's press conference. It's coming up next. Thanks, buddy.
I'm going to go inside and dry off now.
Well, fine if idea. Anything, you're just auditioning for the Weather Channel when they stick you in the hurricane.
All we're missing is the 100-mile-an-hour gale winds coming in, right?
Hey, we'll see if – I mean, you know people out there. We don't. We'll try and see if we can't get to your table back.
Yeah, hey, real quick, quick update. Pre-practice injury report just came in.
Yeah.
Browns, who will appear as did not practice on the injury report, Joel Bitonio, biceps, Taven Bryan, hamstring, Jadeveon Clowney, ankle, Miles Garrett, shoulder and biceps, Jeremiah Owusu-Koramoah, groin injury, Denzel Ward, back ribs. Those guys will not be practicing today,
all right,
according
Darryl.
To the Browns.
Thank you, D. Appreciate
Thanks,
it.
You bet.
Stay dry.
Take off every key member of the defense, and there you go.
Cats.
Yeah, that's Daryl Ryder. He's our Browns beat reporter. He's brought to us by Scheiben Jewelers.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.